Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Have a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Bert Folsom. Bert is the author of New Deal or Raw Deal, which has become a very important book, a watershed book, How FDR's Economic Legacy Damaged America. And in the follow-up to that, which he co-authored with Anita Folsom, his boss, FDR Goes to War, and those books are available wherever books are sold. We're talking about we're marking the 100th anniversary of the income tax. And Bert, recently you wrote an article about what people do when they're taxed, when they're overtaxed. I've written a couple of articles recently about that. One of them was titled When Small Businesses Shrug. The other one was Phil Mickelson Was Right, and his comments about being overtaxed in California. What are your thoughts on what people do when they're taxed, when they're overtaxed?
Well, when they're overtaxed, they make moves to protect their income. In other words, somebody isn't going to just simply take most of their income or large chunks of it and turn it over to a government, especially one where the politicians are using this money to give subsidies to groups that they're trying to ingratiate to win at the ballot box.
Especially when they live in a world where they can move.
Capital is very fluid now, more so than we've seen it in the past. So,
well, Girardot moved to Belgium from France. Well, yeah. I heard rumors that Sarkozy is moving out of France. Tiger Woods backed up Phil Mickelson and said the reason I moved away from California years ago was because of the high income tax. He moved to a state, Florida, with no income tax. Colorado and Texas have been the beneficiaries of thousands of business owners who fled California and set up businesses in those states without taxes.
Well, that makes sense. And the danger is that people don't just make moves from California to Tennessee or California to Texas or Colorado, but they make moves from California to Ireland. That's the danger, is that the capital simply leaves the country and we don't have any access to it anymore, either for entrepreneurship or it has no revenue stream from it whatsoever.
Well, higher taxes go to fund expanding governments.
Right.
And one of the points I made in the first article I mentioned is I made this point, and that is that eventually expanding government and expanding economy are mutually exclusive.
Yeah.
You can't have both at the same time. Eventually, now you can do it for a while. Eventually the marketplace, the entrepreneurs, the people who produce, the producers, they'll put up with higher taxes so long, but eventually they break, they flee, they resist, they revolt, they shrug. What do you think?
Well, they do. This is where supply side economics got its start, thinking exactly along the lines you just said, Jim, because we discovered first in the 1920s that when we made a cutback of taxes, because we had a cutback after World War One, all of a sudden from 1921 to 23, we cut the income tax and we cut federal spending. We do both. We cut federal spending in half and we cut the income tax. And unemployment, which was 12% in 1921, is two years later, is 2.4%. That's how quick that recovery was. We cut the income tax, we cut the federal spending, and all of a sudden the federal spending and the federal intervention goes down, and the entrepreneurship just absolutely bursts forth. Mm-hmm. And we saw that happen after World War II. That was one of the points I made in the book FDR Goes to War, is that once we got out of the war, we did cut the income tax, and we cut the corporate tax. And when we did that, we told people, you're going to keep more of what you make. And that's when we get, you know, everything from televisions to ballpoint pens, Jim. We just get an absolute flurry of entrepreneurship, and we recover from the Great Depression.
One of the things that that you talked about in your article, that people will flee when they're overtaxed, but there are variations to that word, and I think we're seeing it right now, in that flee doesn't necessarily mean they move. Flee could also mean that they shrug. Flee could also mean the reaction. Maybe they don't physically move, but they just slow down their production. They stop taking risks. I mean, people are not going to continue to take risks if the government is going to get a big chunk of their success.
I think that's very good.
A bigger chunk of their success.
You know, that's well put, too. We're assuming there are those dramatic effects of the movement of capital. But Ronald Reagan, that was what helped him discover what happens with high taxes,
right,
is when we had them. When it got up to that 94% rate that we talked about under Roosevelt,
mm-hmm,
he discovered in the movie industry that people would make one big movie a year and they'd get their income up to, you know, $100,000 or thereabouts.
Right.
And they'd say, well, I'm not going to work any more than this because,
right,
I have to give 80 to 94% to the government. And then they'd practice for another movie. In other words,
they'd stage it out over time because they could. And so, and it's like small business owners' inclination to want to grow and hire more people, but they don't have to. And so far, Bert, that's not a mandate.
Right.
So
and
far.
So you simply slow down. You do half the work you normally,
right,
would have done.
That's right. And, you know, the other thing, Bert, is that the rhetoric lands on small business. President Obama needs to understand, when he says he thinks we don't have a spending problem, that is really demoralizing words for small business owners to hear, because they know that that's simply not true. Tin Till, right back with Bert Folsom. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.